Blackstone Audiobooks presents The 39 Steps by John Buchan. To Thomas Arthur Nelson, Lothian and Border Horse. My dear Tommy, you and I have long cherished an affection for that elementary type of tale which Americans call the dime novel, and which we know as the shocker, the romance where the incidents defy the probabilities and march just inside the borders of the possible. During an illness last winter, I exhausted my store of those aids to cheerfulness, and was driven to write one for myself. This little volume is the result, and I should like to put your name on it, in memory of our long friendship, in the days when the wildest fictions are so much less improbable than the facts. John Buchan. Chapter 1. The Man Who Died. I returned from the city about 3 o'clock on that May afternoon, pretty well disgusted with life. I'd been 3 months in the old country, and was fed up with it. If anyone had told me a year ago that I would have been feeling like that, I should have laughed at him. But there was the fact. The weather made me liverish, the talk of the ordinary Englishman made me sick, I couldn't get enough exercise, and the amusements of London seemed as flat as soda water that has been standing in the sun. Richard Hannay, I kept telling myself, you've got into the wrong ditch, my friend, and you better climb out. It made me bite my lips to think of the plans I'd been building up those last years in Bulawayo. I'd got my pile, not one of the big ones, but good enough for me, and I'd figured out all kinds of ways of enjoying myself. My father had brought me out from Scotland at the age of 6, and I'd never been home since.